Fuck. What's going on, guys? And welcome back to Lions Den Podcast with your host, Alex Duenas, where we talk about real shit. I'm here with the host, or not host, guest, my boy Ricky. Ricky, say hi.
What's going on, people? Lovely to be here. Thanks for having me, Alex.
Fuck yeah, of course. Always, brother. Always. Guys, my background in Ricky, I've known Ricky for many years now, about 4 years, and this man's energy is on a whole different fucking level, truthfully. He's one of the very few people in my life that I believe that really corrects me in sense sometimes when I say some shit. And if you know
it
me,
goes both ways. It goes both ways.
And if you know me, it's I don't really get corrected by many people, which I wish I would, because I'm not always right, obviously. But there's like I'll say some shit, and then Rick could be like, "Are you sure about that?" And I'm like, "Fuck, you're right." You know, whether it be something negative, and like he just, I'm like, "God damn!" Like not many people can point me in a positive direction because not many people are positive, and so.
Watch your mouth, dude.
Exactly. And so I was actually asking him before we got on this podcast, I'm like, how he was actually outside eating breakfast, right? You were eating breakfast, and what happened?
Just now?
No, yesterday when you saw the sun.
Oh, dude. I was basking in the glory of God, a.k.a. the sun, dude. It was just a beautiful day. I was enjoying breakfast outside. Get some sunlight, people. God damn.
Yeah,
and,
literally.
Eat some good food. Oh, yeah. I was just chowing down, just being grateful. And it was great, dude.
Yeah.
Meditated on it.
It reminds us, like, the smallest things are what make us, like, happy. And not really focusing on the shit that we can't really control or...
On the minute, you know?
On the minute. That's the fucking word of the fucking day. Because seriously, how many times do you guys, like, focus on shit that isn't really going to help you out? How many times do you focus on things that... literally are ruining your day and you can't even do shit about it. Why do you think that is, Ricky?
Why do people do that?
Yeah, why do you think people are fucking focused on the shit that they shouldn't really focus on?
I'd say because people don't want to deal with it. They tend to push off things that are actually going to move the needle forward. Whether it be from trauma or personal pain. But no, you're right. I mean, we do get caught up on the minute very often or more often than not. It's just because typically we're not being present to what we're actually doing. Our mental diet may not be on point, and then that spirals into a whole other thing, you know?
And so do you think that by choosing, obviously if we choose what we think about, then we're going to be thinking differently, obviously.
For sure.
And so, like, what do you do to keep yourself from focusing on the things that you can't really control versus the things you can control?
That's a good question. Honestly, I should try to come from... like a very open and curious point of view at life in general. So it makes it fun. It's like you have that childlike curiosity and you're kind of excited about everything, whether that's hitting a workout, going to work, going on, doing an online venture, or going on a walk, you know, walking your dog, eating breakfast out in the sun, just appreciating the little things, you know?
So it's like you do things that kind of bring down your stress, because that's ultimately what I think it is. It's like I think people like stress, overthink, and they get anxious about like what's going to happen, what's not going right.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, off of that point, oftentimes, not all the times, but oftentimes we either live in the past and then we're worrying about the future, and we're very rarely here where all the power is, where only now matters. So
like for me, I obviously working out and then practicing gratitude keys me like in and out. Like, I'm like, yo, I can't do anything about tomorrow. I can't do anything about yesterday. So I constantly remind myself that gratitude. To me, I always go towards gratitude. I'm like, yo,
it's a pillar, yeah.
Yes. I'm like, you know what? I can breathe. I got air in my lungs. I can walk. It's beautiful outside. I try to, because whatever we focus on grows.
For sure.
And so for you, like, say, it's so hard for me to say everyone has low days, right?
Of course.
Yes.
Of course.
So then for you.
Seemingly days, you know?
Exactly.
Seemingly bad days.
Seemingly bad.
We only make them bad in our mind.
That's it. And so then let me ask you this. When you, let's say on a day that you do make it bad in your mind, what do you do? What do you go towards?
Well, first of all, I try to become aware of that.
Okay.
So I take accountability, first of all, first and foremost. Hold myself accountable. And then that's always going to be the first step. And then you can really only improve from there, you know?
What do you mean, like, you hold yourself accountable?
Like, I'm really putting this on myself. Like, the world isn't doing it to me. I'm doing it to myself. I'm giving it my permission to make me feel this way. When, as a matter of fact, I can do the exact opposite and use it as fuel.
gotcha. So instead
and have
of
some fun with that,
right? So instead of putting like the day is making me feel bad, you're like, no. I'm letting the day make
exactly.
me feel bad, right?
Exactly.
And so what do you do once you're aware that you're letting the day get to you?
Honestly, once you get to that point, at least for me, obviously you're gonna have to find your own way. But once I come to that realization, it's like finger snaps and everything's good. Like, we can only really get better from here, you know what I mean?
But, like, explain that. Like, so, like, for someone that doesn't really understand this, okay. Like, once you, so, first step is, like, be aware that, hey, you're not feeling too well, right?
Right.
Is that the first step? So then, as soon as you do that,
I'm letting myself not feel ideal. Oh, okay. Which is also okay. Not to say that you can't feel your feelings, because mm-hmm. that's very valid. We're humans, you know? We're gonna go through the human experience.
Absolutely.
So, feel your feelings, but know that you always have the power. The power isn't out there anymore.
There you go.
It's within you. So
right. So then you kind of get to choose what you think from there on.
Exactly. Exactly. Because that can come in a lot of forms, whether you do breath work, you meditate, put some music on, go out, get some sun, go on a walk, pet your dog, mm-hmm. call your mom.
Yeah.
Do cool things, dude.
So ultimately, it's like a lot of people stay in that rut. And when it's happening, it's like you stay in that rut and then you ultimately allow that to control the rest of your day and how you treat other people, how you go to work,
how you present yourself, how you show up in the world. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so I think a lot of people end up when they're in that, they end up self-sabotaging because like mm-hmm. ultimately you all want to feel better. Yeah. And so sometimes either you're going to eat shitty or you're going to drink, you're going to smoke. And like, I know you smoke. So it's like everyone's different though.
Not crack.
And so
every recreational
ganj, 100%, and that's just part of life. Me personally, I dwindle off it, but there's some people that can still smoke and do what they want to do, mm-hmm. and I do believe when I did smoke, it let me fucking see the world differently.
Yeah. It opens a different door.
Yeah, for some. And so then, but again, it's all I always believe. Like, what is it doing to you? Like, if it slows you down, mm-hmm. if it doesn't help you become supportive, exactly. then that's when you have to. It's like
be aware, be self-aware,
be
you know?
Self-aware,
and hold yourself accountable.
And so what are three things people can do if they're having, I know you named a bunch of them, but mm-hmm. three things, like if someone's not feeling too well that day and they're focusing on something that's going to happen the next day or next month, or they're just focused on the past, what can they do to get themselves back into the present moment?
The now,
yes.
Again, one of my most important and powerful things that I do is just come back to my breath. Just breathe it out. Stay in the now. Know that you're fine. Like, as long as you're not mm-hmm. getting hurt mm-hmm. at the moment and you're safe, you know, you have yourself. So breathe in through your nose, out through your mouth, or however you want to breathe, honestly. Mm-hmm. Just don't mouth breathe. In through the nose, out through the mouth, or in through the nose and out the nose.
Right. So, like what, for like 60 seconds, 90 seconds, 2 minutes?
Honestly, it modulates. So it's just your body will let you know. Just breathe, honestly, until you feel
better.
A little better. Yeah.
Okay. Number two,
stay hydrated, drink water.
Bro, that's crucial.
It's crucial.
Oh my God.
Oftentimes we feel like shit, but we're just dehydrated. or malfed, dude.
Don't sleep on that, guys. Literally, dehydration is real. Like, you are literally made of water. Same representative model. So you might as well hydrate yourself. That's as simple as that. It's, exactly. it's a simple thing that gets back. So stay hydrated. And the third one?
Absolutely. And then I think this is up there with the breath is get active, move your body, you be go. Grateful that you have one, do whatever you can, drop some burpees, do some push-ups, do some squats, go on a walk.
You like walks a lot, don't you?
Absolutely, dude. It's yeah. shit.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes you take your shoes off and step on the ground.
Bro, ground yourself. Yeah, that's also really great mm-hmm. tip. That's a bonus for y'all.
Ground yourself. Take your shoes. I did that yesterday. I did that when Leon was sick 2 days ago. I was like outside. I'm like, yo, let me just take my shoes off and touch the ground. And like, there's a lot of research done that you just ground yourself. You get energy from the earth.
Connect to the earth, dude.
If you're in a place where it's snowing, the walk, I don't, you know what, bundle up and
step
go
on the concrete, bro.
Yeah, you go on.
Fuck it.
Beautiful, brother. I appreciate you being on this podcast. Appreciate you giving us you guys some information, some mental jewels. Where can people reach you when it comes to Instagram or TikTok?
Instagram at Ricky Likes to Lift. Same thing on TikTok.
Ricky Likes to Lift.
Be on the lookout. Love you guys.
Awesome, bro. Appreciate it, brother. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Y'all have a good day. Dale, bro.